They moved me out of the medical wing. I still screamed in the night, but not every night. I realized that I was carrying two cargoes. Yes, one of them was horror, but the other one was hope. I realized I had killed myself back to life. I read your novels. I read the newspapers you sent. In the opinion columns, I underlined the grand sentences, and I looked up every word in my Collins gem. I practiced for hours in front of the mirror until I could make the big words look natural in my mouth. I read a lot about your royal family. I like your queen more than I like her English. Do you know how you would kill yourself during a garden party with Queen Elizabeth II on the great lawn of Buckingham Palace in London, just in case you were invited? I do. Me? I would kill myself with a broken champagne glass, or maybe a sharp lobster claw, or even a small piece of cucumber that I could suck down into my windpipe if the men suddenly came. I often wonder what the Queen would do if the men suddenly came. You cannot tell me she does not think about it a lot. When I read Life in the United Kingdom about some of the things that have happened to the women in the Queen's job, I understood that she must think about it all of the time. I think that if the Queen and I met, then we would have many things in common. The Queen smiles sometimes, but if you look at her eyes in her portrait on the back of the £5 note, you will see she is carrying a heavy cargo too. The Queen and me, we are ready for the worst. In public you will see both of us smiling, and sometimes even laughing. But if you were a man who looked at us in a certain way, we would both of us make sure we were dead before you could lay a single finger on our bodies. Me and the Queen of England, we would not give you the satisfaction. It is good to live like this. Once you are ready to die, you do not suffer so badly from the horror. So I was nervous, but I was smiling, because I was ready to die. That morning they let us girls out of detention.